The Danish and O'Neill Podcast. Fun for the whole family.
Hey, it's Danish and O'Neill live from the Netflix Is a Joke Festival on the W Hotel rooftop.
Yeah.
Cool.
And you would not think that we were at the W rooftop pool. You would think that we were in a garbage dump in India right now with the smell wafting.
Oh, I thought you were. That was your take on the people by the pool.
No, come on now.
Wouldn't that be nice?
How dare you?
We only can see a small sliver from here. I see a dude in a blue bathing suit talking to his buddy, having a deep convo.
I haven't been to the beach or a pool in a long time. I had no idea that the thong is 100% back. I'm looking at it right now.
I don't think that's in general. I think that might be a W...
A requirement?
I think it is. I think when you check in, if you do not have one, they give you one. It's like a blazer at a nice restaurant. If you don't have one, they supply one for you.
Or if you forgot your gym shoes in gym class, they would give you those loner pair.
Maybe it's a bowling shoe situation. Where like, what's your thong size? And then you try it on, you take it out, you bring it back.
Do you blacklight it before you slip it on?
No.
Make sure that it's been washed?
You just put it on, you roll the dice, and you're ready to go.
This is an interesting collection of people here. I would not expect everybody to get... There's middle-aged ladies in there. There's young ladies.
I'd like no senior citizens. I'd like to see a little more of that for my dollar.
There definitely needs to be more... I'm pro some discrimination. Age discrimination is one of the things.
I thought you were going on a racist tirade.
No,
I got a little nervous.
That is not it at all.
We're going to get thrown out of here.
Age discrimination, I support.
At pools or in general?
I think mainly at pools, but also, like, let's be honest, but what is there, 5 members of Congress that are a few years away from turning 90?
I think that's good.
Yeah, I think
that's where you hit your prime in terms of work. Where I'm from. I don't know if you know this. This pool was used as an Olympic training ground.
this thing's barely 5 feet wide.
That's what they wanted them to train in tough conditions.
You know what? I am so tired of like 4 foot pool, 4 foot depths. Like the max depth is 4 feet.
That's
now
a very LA thing, I think.
No, I think it's in general.
I think it's worldwide.
The 5 foot pool is now the industry standard.
It's made for the 5 foot man.
Is that, do you think men in tights are going down?
I don't know.
They want to make them feel like it's like they're taller.
I don't know. Are these people, are they on vacation? Or are they taking the day off work? What do you think's going on down here?
I'm going to say vacation. Because you stay here because you're like, I stayed at the W.
But I think you can get a day pass if you just want to pretend like you're staying here.
Who wants to pay for a day? Who wants to pay for a day pass for that pool?
I paid a homeless man's day pass just to come up and see what would happen.
Oh, that'd be great.
And he jumped in the water.
By the way, why wouldn't you just pay for a day pass at the Y and then just sneak beers in a cooler?
Well, because the kids may not like it.
And no, you're
definitely not going to see any thongs.
You don't think so? Are thongs illegal in the Y pool? You go to the Y pool.
I haven't been in quite a long time. But yeah.
Well, I don't think they changed the regulation.
That's true. I don't think thongs are encouraged there. On the way in here, I saw a homeless guy bow up on some regular guy at a bus stop.
Oh, the classic homeless versus regular.
The dude was a big dude, the homeless guy. The other guy was like, whoa, he just kept backpedaling until the guy calmed it down.
Jesus.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah, coming up here, I mean, I only live like 2 miles from here, but I usually don't head west. So coming here, I was like, oh, a lot of changes have been made to the neighborhood.
It's a super nice hotel, but the surrounding area, not the best in town.
Yeah, it's like Southeast Asia around here.
Do you see a lot of tuk-tuks?
Yeah, there was a lot going on around.
Now I just have a view of a dude with his shirt off, checking out ladies, pretending to look at his phone as ladies walk by him so he can look at them.
I don't get it. Just look at him. I mean, would he get in trouble?
I think
it looks way creepier where you're trying to hide it.
He might get thrown out. He seems to be on the older side of this pool demographic.
You think this guy's walking around nervously? He's like, age-wise, it's inappropriate for me to be here already.
Yes.
So I got to really hide my pervy tendency.
I think when he checked in, they're like, you already have a strike against you just on your look and your age alone. So keep it clean out there. If you're going to look at chicks, pretend to be on your phone.
By the way, we've come full circle. Years ago, we used to deliver groceries to the W Hotel quite a bit.
This wasn't this building as much as it was. There's a permanent residency
right there.
Wing of the W. The security there was like Fort Knox. Remember, you couldn't go anywhere without somebody escorting
you. Yeah. And they frisked you.
With yeah, a lot of times they made me take my shorts off.
Yeah, they made me. The guys smelled my underwear. See if I had gunpowder in them.
Yeah, it was. I don't know why you would live here permanently, but I guess if you have the funds, why not?
If you're gonna live, you want to live right there so that you can look down at this pool. By the way, what would you pay for a day pass for this pool?
I'd say $700.
Are you allowed to bring like water wings or any sort of toy? Like, you know what I would do?
I was going
to
bring my kids here. Just I think it would be good. I think everyone would be super into it. 4-year-old and a 7-month-old baby. I think the crowd would enjoy it. And I'd be like, the 4-year-olds, I can make her suit into a thong if you guys want her to fit in.
Yeah. Just give them each an old fashioned and let them just fucking chill.
I'm going to be over here with the creepy guy on my phone checking out chicks. So no lifeguard on duty. It's risky. It's risky business.
Dude, you can't drown in 6 inches of water.
Dude,
this is an ankle pool.
So you drink enough whatever they're serving down there, you can drown in a puddle.
That is true. I would imagine.
I've seen Lethal Weapon. Remember, what's his name? Busey almost fucking drowned Mel Gibson in a puddle on someone's lawn.
Oh, that's true. But that was a jiu-jitsu fight.
Say a jiu-jitsu fight breaks out here on the roof.
All right. You know what? That would be interesting to do jiu-jitsu in like 18 inches of water.
That would add a lot to it, I think.
Yeah. Kind of, it would revitalize the sport.
And everyone wears see-through white clothing.
So it's like a wet t-shirt contest meets jiu-jitsu tournament.
This guy's got a shirt that says slay all day, then what's the bottom say? Can you read that?
Your eagle eyes. Even with glasses, my eyes are piss poor at best.
Slay all day, and then there's something at the bottom that I can't see.
Oh, and chow box all night.
Yeah, well, I don't, he's putting it out there.
Dude, why isn't anybody have one of those Big Johnson t-shirts down there? Who wears slay all day?
Well, they do have a Spencer's Gift shop in the hotel. So if you want to get a beer helmet or a hat with some titties on it and a bikini, you can do that.
Those guys, look at that guy's eyeballing us now.
Who? The guy in the slay all day? Are they talking about me? Is he plugged into us?
Bluetooth
headphones?
Maybe he works in the North Pole.
Oh, you're
slay, but it's misspelled.
Oh. Okay, that's a good take on that.
These guys are just lounging, too.
They're in clothes, which should be legal at a pool.
Yeah.
Everyone else is scantily clad. This guy's got his boobies covered up.
I wish we could take these down there and just talk to people. I'd climb into the pool with my shoes on.
Get electrocuted.
This is this is not a large pool. But I'd like to know the dimensions.
It's,
the water capacity. I'd like to know all this stuff.
I'm sure there's someone here you could talk to after the show.
Who's the head of the pool around here?
It's Bill Murray from Caddyshack.
Oh, by the way, did you see, since you have children similar to this, close to this age, did you see that guy that made his 6-year-old run a marathon?
No.
Yeah, family of 8.
Why'd he wait so long to do it?
I don't know. It's a good question. Also, you have to be 18 to run the marathon.
So how did this kid get in?
The guy who's the head of the marathon, he's like, I knew he was just going to sneak him in anyway, so I was like, just let him do it.
What kind of security policy is that? By the way, that's got to be terrible for your bones and everything else.
So all these Olympic, fucking Olympic marathon runners were like, this is grade A child abuse.
Did the kid win his age group? I'm assuming he had no competition.
Well, he ran with his family of 8.
Where did he finish in the family?
I don't know, but they all waited for him, so he really slowed the pack down. But 8.5 hours, and they said
what's the point? Why?
The last 6 miles, he was stopping every 3 minutes to, like, complain.
And his dad's like, you shut up. Run it.
What a piece of shit.
He's like, I ran my first when I was 5. Get out there and keep running.
Dude, 26 miles at 6 years old is completely awesome.
Big development. Them. Slay all day brought the 2 ladies over to the group who they just met, because I could tell they had just met for the first time.
Wait, there's 2 ladies? I only see one, and I see another 4 one. Dudes have now just swarmed her.
This is like an MTV dating show from the 90s.
Dude,
where you give a timeout card to the other guys if you want to try to make out with her.
I do feel like this, we're going to be subpoenaed for a trial coming up.
Now that you say that, I do see Bill Cosby down there in a sweater. I don't know what he's doing. Uh-oh, this guy's up now. What's he doing?
I see.
He's like, we got ladies over here. He's trying to give signs to his buddy in the pool.
I see Lady.
There's another one. I don't know where she went.
She's on.
She has pink hair. You can't miss her. I think she's under that. We're on like a, we have an overhang, so we can only really see. Oh, they just gave a fist bump.
That guy.
They made a pact right there of like, if one of us has sex, all of us have sex. Shake my hand.
This guy, these guys look like Wall Street bros.
That's what they are. Uh-oh. We got a food delivery up here. What's going on?
Here, that's, that's a good looking sandwich right there.
Thank you. There, see, there's the other lady. I told you she existed.
Oh, she's back. She had to go freshen up. She's like, I didn't know I was going to have sex with five guys right now.
She's like, I was off the clock for a minute.
Uh-oh, they're dancing now.
If you do work at a local, I'm not saying these women, they seem like lovely women. I'm not saying this at all. But if you do work at a local gentleman's club, it wouldn't be a bad idea to get the day pass for some free marketing. Come see me at my job.
By the way, what shithole strip club do you have to work in where you have to do the advertising?
Jumbo's spot room is right down the street.
Those are Jumbo's girls. Those girls are.
That guy went for the kiss.
Oh, he held her hand while
he went down. He pulled it in for the kiss, and the lady denied it hard.
Dude, that's Wall Street bro charm right there.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
I think it's like Home Depot management charm.
This guy's like, hold on, I got to check in on the subreddit for Wall Street.
Dude, there's three guys. One guy is completely being blocked out, and two guys are just locked in.
He is. Look at him. He's like, he's in the corner. At her back.
He's in the corner. No one's talking to him.
By the way, is this podcast going to be entirely poolside observation? Yeah,
it's our new show, Hook, Poolside Talk.
This might have to be a bonus podcast.
We go to pools and we talk about what's going on. We delivered groceries, if you don't know, for years in Hollywood. Great job.
Before we made it big.
No, still. And
that's been years.
I had to go to a building, a regular building that had a pool top, a rooftop pool.
Yeah.
And they're like, so you go, these idiots order to their apartment, you go there, and they're like, you call them, like, oh no, we're up at the pool. And like, that would have been nice.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Why wouldn't we have known that?
So I went up there. There was a party going on, a lot of drinking. I come out, it's a bit, everyone wants to mock you, everyone wants to look good in front of the ladies.
Well, first of all, we're wearing khakis.
Yeah.
We have a green shirt with says the store's name on it.
Mandatory tuck-in rule.
Yep.
Which was great. And I go, a lady jumps out of the pool, runs at me. I think she's going to try to throw me in the pool like it's a...
Which would have been pretty
like
sweet.
A Dr. Dre rap video or something. Yeah. She instead... grabs my ass super hard.
Sexual assault.
Only to try to make a handprint on my ass with the water. Fails at it. Gets her hand wet. Does it again. Some guy's like, whoa. Like, leave him alone. Because I was just like, whoa, what's going on? Like, hey, man. Like, just trying to make the delivery here.
Dude, that's pool top apartment privilege right there.
Yeah, that's what it was. And guess what? No one was prosecuted.
Do you now?
It's being here, a little PTSD, to be honest.
Do you ever
to be here?
Do you ever go like walk by pools and you're like, why is nobody trying to fucking sodomize me?
I think I've lost it. Like maybe I've lost a step over the years. I'm not as good looking as I used to be.
What is going on here? The tank tops. He's pulling his shorts up so his. You can just see his balls, kind of, and he's trying to do the splits.
Maybe he's got some.
Oh, he is doing the splits. There's a.
He's legitimately doing a split.
There's a guy down there doing the split, Van Damme style.
Oh, what he is? You're right.
Whoa,
it's for the gram, I think, because that lady was taking a picture of him and her.
Oh, he's what like, is let
he
me do it.
He keeps pulling the short.
Now he's shaking his nuts out.
What is that? Oh, getting back down. Oh, he's in the splits.
Now, can
what
I be honest happening? With you? I would not have guessed that guy could do the splits.
I mean, who guesses anybody can do this? Oh, this lady's loving the split. She's getting involved. Oh, she's twerking. Whoa. Ass to ass.
Whoa. What is this? Requiem for a Dream?
Whoa. What is... We got twerking going on?
Oh, the fucking... I can see her asshole.
She's got a counterclockwise twerk going on.
Jesus
this
Christ.
Lady's going clockwise. They're a good tandem.
That is a great...
How heartbroken are the Wall Street bros that they did that without them to this guy? All you have to do is do the splits? Is that the new play the guitar at a party that you get the ladies?
Forget going to the gym.
Hey, kids out there, you better get in gymnastics class if you want to get the ladies.
Do you remember when they used to sell they would put your legs in like stirrups and there was like a bicycle pedals that you would crank?
Vaguely.
It was for martial arts. And then it would spread... It would basically rip your legs into the splits.
This guy did a split and he's now... Possibly going to bone these chicks. He's slapping their asses. I talked about ass grabbing, and it just turned into a crazy scene. Now.
Look at these guys can't bear to watch the split mask.
They're like, we're
going to
leave.
Ladies. They're going in. Whoa.
Oh, the guy who being talked to is like, oh, I think there's something going on over here. He wandered over.
Dude, do you see that there's a chick there that's 6'4".
Yeah, she plays for the L.A. Sparks. Is that the WNBA team?
Probably. L.A. Sparks, is that the female hockey team?
They have a practice here. This guy's, I think, exchanging numbers. The splits really made an impact on people down there. Double impact, if you know Van Damme.
But how would this guy utilize... I don't understand the allure of the splits for the ladies.
I think they're like, I've never had sex with a man who can do the splits.
I know, but what...
We know a guy, open mic comic, who claims he was in an adult film where he had sex with a woman while doing the splits. We never verified it, unfortunately.
It was Freaky Sluts 12.
Yeah, it was a series like that. We're like, we saw the first six, but we missed yours.
He kind of assumed that we had seen it.
Yeah, he acted like it was a big deal and like it would help him in the comedy scene as a credit. And we're like, dude, I don't know if that's how this works.
But, I was like... yeah, I've only seen the first three.
I have bad news to share. Two episodes ago, we discussed a great open mic comic we came up with, Nick Country.
Yeah.
Wait, somebody sent me his obituary.
He's dead?
A year ago, May 21st, I believe, of 2021.
COVID?
Didn't say.
Damn.
Said he was an accomplished sculptor, which he never...
Wait, what? Hold on,
It didn't say accomplished. It said he was a sculptor, and it made it seem like he was good. And I was like, eh.
Dude, maybe that's how he supported himself.
And it's like his, it said something like his, something about his comedy. It was like his more creative side he would express in stand-up comedy.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm more shocked about, that he's dead or that he was a fucking sculptor.
What if it was like unreal, like he was an award-winning sculptor?
He could have been. Maybe his comedy...
was just like a hobby.
If you guys didn't listen, we watched 5 minutes of it. It hadn't really changed in the 19 years since we had seen him. But
strong Philadelphia suburb accent.
Yeah, maybe it was all performance art.
Could have been. But he's no longer with us.
Crazy.
Gone but not forgotten. Nick Country.
So now we can play all of his comedy.
Yeah, because no one's going to see
it. Yeah. We don't have to worry about it.
It's weird because I was reading it and I assumed somebody in his family wrote it, but like... You're like, I don't know if they knew exactly what he was doing in L.A. You know what I mean? Like,
I have a feeling.
The feeling of.
I have a feeling they did.
Oh, they brought in the old dude who was sitting on the sidelines.
Oh, this guy. They call this guy the closer.
Dude, this guy's got a terrible sunburn going, which I don't think he knows is going on. It's on his head and around his neck.
Oh, he looks good. Yeah,
I see that back is getting nice and red.
Yeah, dude, that guy's a real white.
That's what they call him.
He's a pure, white Jesus. That guy. A lot of bad sunburns here. A lot of dudes. These guys all look like they're in their 40s. It look like they have no idea what the sun is capable of.
This is like it's like a dudes in their 40s, ladies in their 20s, 30s vibe.
Yeah,
I think that's intentional.
This pool's gone a little downhill.
We got a helicopter coming over.
Yeah, this is the benefit of...
I ordered that. That's my ride back.
Podcasting outside. Helicopters.
We got a DJ, too. Is the DJ even at the booth, or does he just have like a playlist?
I think he's working from home.
Dude, the guy who wasn't being talked to at all is now grinding one of these ladies. Look at that. And look at the creepy guy.
Oh,
the creepy guy got in position of like, I can get behind this, I think.
Look, oh, dude.
He's creepy.
We may be witnessing a crime here in a second. Whoa, they're slow dancing. Oh,
that's the classic move of I don't like to dance, but I want to get close to you.
She's like, nope.
Yeah, let's break it up. Break it up.
Jesus Christ, I feel like I'm going to have to go down there.
We got hand holding. Whoa, where are they going?
Back to his room?
Oh, they're like, let's start a dance. Oh, boy.
Dude, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Who's starting a dance floor right now? Oh, there it is.
The drink down. What if they just start boning right here? Live on the Danish and O'Neill podcast.
It wouldn't be the first time that we've seen some live boning doing comedy.
Oh, what?
Jesus!
Oh,
we just got
thrusting.
This guy,
thrusted. I've never seen thrusting on a. That was crazy.
That was not, dude. That was pure crazy. Dry humping.
She bent over,
but like, he did it like a.
Like he went for power thrust. Oh, he's going again. Oh my god.
He has one move. It's the fucking power thrust. Dude, this guy fucks like shit.
This guy dances really like Van Damme. And I just might multiple times bring up Van Damme, but this is like Van Damme in the bar. It's not a good dancer.
This guy looks like he would He's not.
Oh, he almost dislocated her shoulder. He went one way. He tried to twirl the other. Oh, boy.
Grab it. Oh, he's trying to kiss her already.
His friends need to be like, maybe you should go. Oh, she's like, drink this drink so you can get knocked out and I can steal your money.
Dude, this guy has no coordination whatsoever.
I saw him. He's got decent thrusts. I saw that.
He's got two moves. He's got the ass grab, and then it looks like a dog humping.
She's wearing a thong. He may have penetrated.
Oh.
I got to get down there and do some investigations.
Dude, I think he's a little bit of a chubby.
Why wouldn't he? He's trying to pound her.
He can barely stand.
Dude, look at the two employees in the door being like, what, do we have to break this up? You see him watching from like 5 feet away?
Dude, we should bring them over and interview them, because I bet they have some great pool tales.
I bet they got a lot in common. Something tells me.
I hope they have a support group for the W pool watchers.
What if they're like regulars? I'm like, oh, I know him. I see him all the time.
What if we get a subpoena from the fucking W being like, hey, how dare you disparage our disparage our pool for an hour and a half?
If you heard this, would you not want to come get the day pass? Yeah. You're like, guys, are thrusting up there? I want to thrust.
Is that guy even, are those regulation swim shorts?
Him or her?
No, him.
Oh, he's wearing like khakis. You get thrown out of a water park for that. Oh, he took a side drunk step.
Look, he's not letting it go.
He's going back. I can't cover up this.
Oh, he patted her ass. Why? He's going to go for another thrust. He jiggled her ass. Now, oh, he's going. Jesus. He went between the cheeks. Did you see that? He went between the cheeks.
He just gave us an amazed look. He's like, I can't believe what I'm watching. This is OnlyFans, but it's live on the rooftop. And now I'm not even paying for this.
Now she's slapping her own ass.
Lady in red's like, how do I get involved in this?
Now he's trying to kiss her neck.
What is happening?
Is this modern? Is this?
Oh, he just grabbed her. He palmed her head. What is this guy doing?
I think he fish hooked her eye.
Oh, she stepped down to be like, yeah, I got to get away from this fucking guy. We got the cops are coming. They're like, we got to get up to the rooftop, man. Something's going on.
It could have been a police chopper repelling officers down.
What is happening? That guy just had, that was the best 5 minutes of that guy's life.
Is this how romance is in 2022? I'm married.
What's happening? I have kids. This is foreign to me.
I haven't been to a rooftop pool.
Now another lady's trying to crash the party.
She's like, wait, that guy, I saw how he humps.
She's like, do you want me to call the cops? Because I saw what was happening.
I don't think
this guy's now doing shoulder presses in the tank top. What is going on?
Dude, I'll be honest with you. Oh, wait, she is. She was checking in on that.
Oh, because she gave her like, oh, it's all right.
She's like, all right. He didn't. His thrusting was weak.
Maybe that. Oh, this guy is now cupping her face. Like, oh, he's kissing her cheek. The ultimate creep move.
What? Why is this lady sticking around is what I want to know.
She sees something in him.
She sees nothing in him.
She sees an easy mark.
She sees nothing in this guy.
What do you think they're talking about? I think it's complete.
Crypto. 100% talking about crypto right now.
Crypto talk?
Oh, 100%.
And they're like, the lady's like, I'll take some crypto.
This guy right now is explaining NFTs to her, and she's going to sleep.
And the dude's thrusting's like, less talk, more thrusting.
Dude, I feel like I should tell some of these guys, you got to take a break from the sun, bro.
I think they're good.
This is bad.
It's Darwinism. they'll get skin cancer, may not survive.
Darwin Hines-isms?
That's a great comic. No one knows where he is. He disappeared.
He could be. We should look for an obituary for him. Didn't he? Last time we heard, he went to jail on Christmas, right?
Well, he disappeared for a long time. And someone's like, you didn't hear? He had no car insurance. He's in prison. We're like, what?
I was talking to Rick Ingram, and he goes, have you watched his YouTube stuff recently? Like the stuff he posted like 15 years ago?
Can't say.
He goes, has not aged well. A lot of slurs, a lot of...
He had a lot of trans stuff before
he had a ton.
Before it was kind of known. Oh, we got a DJ request going.
Oh, here, what do you think it is?
Electric Slide.
It's Cool in the Gang. Do you think that the people here, because some of them look like tourists, do you think that they're expecting kind of wedding DJ music?
I think they're expecting a wedding up here, judging by this Asian guy thrusting into that woman's backside.
Last year, I did go to a poolside hotel wedding.
Oh boy.
We got action.
He's stumbling or something. Dude, there should be a life. This guy could drown in this pool.
This guy's like, what? You're not coming with me?
Oh, she's bringing the purse.
Oh, she probably has mace and assorted weaponry.
What if they
ward this guy's advances off?
Everyone's on the move. Oh, now we can't see them. That's
don't go. Don't go down there.
Do you guys have a submarine style, what's it called? Periscope?
Oh, look at these guys.
They're like, what happened? Why the Asian guy wasn't talking the whole day? Take her away.
The three bros.
They're like, oh, man, I bet he's going to thrust them over there.
We should have been thrusting. God, what were we thinking?
I should have taken dance class, even though the guy was a terrible dancer.
By the way, these ladies, after they're done with this dude,
maybe.
You know what?
Maybe. I know what you're going to say.
They might need better help.
I think you're right.
So it's...
It might be just a letdown. Maybe this is a great day, and then they feel depressed as the week comes upon us.
And but you guys all know this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy.
That's right.
Life can be overwhelming. Sometimes, we have a visitor here right in the middle of our ad read.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Sure. She wants a question.
You have to ask it on air, though. Put this headset on and...
Ask me on behalf.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
When
what? She's...
You guys okay.
When do we care about sound being loud?
You can't.
It's like you guys have very professional.
Okay.
Can we request a song from the DJ? Can you go back and then come back and tell us if it's
the
okay?
DJ was like, oh, they're very sensitive.
What's his name, the DJ? You don't know his name?
No.
You don't know his government name or his DJ name? What's your name?
Do you know?
I do not.
No, that's what we were asking.
What's your name?
Do you know the DJ's name?
I do not. Do you?
The DJ was just asking what
reference was. He said that they don't care. That was his answer. It's his final answer.
You tell the DJ that he can't play the music loud enough.
You guys had like a professional sound moment where it didn't matter the sound's level down there.
That's what he's telling you. He's saying they're good to go no matter what happens with the DJ.
The DJ thought the opposite.
Okay, well...
Sounds like the DJ thinks the opposite of what he's telling you.
That is what I said.
I think the DJ... Whoa, it's turned into a fight.
Wait.
Turned into a fight now. We don't want any violence here.
How long have you been at the pool today?
No violence.
Okay. Get a headset. Join the show.
I'm so good.
You're good? Okay.
How long have you been at the pool today, miss?
A very long time.
A very long time. What time does the pool open? 7:30? Oh, 11. Okay. And you got here. Were you waiting in line for like an hour?
No, there was no line.
Babe. No line.
Okay.
She, I think she doesn't like us. I get that impression. Do you get that impression?
Really wonderful.
Thank you. I think you're wonderful as well. Oh, we got a roving mic. She did not like that mic.
We don't like things sticking in our face, babes. We don't like that.
That is a lot of ladies do say that.
It does seem, though, like they don't mind the humping down there.
This is dead ass what he said.
I'm to hear you.
No, yeah. I was just wondering what you needed for sound.
We got it.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
Question.
The DJ can do what he wants.
To be respectful for your
Thank
sound.
You. I appreciate your respect.
Are you friends with the DJ?
We just wanted to know what the vibes were. Because the DJ's being like very like chill.
You want more volume on the DJ.
We wanted more volume.
That's what I'm getting.
Got it. And he's being very un-DJ like.
Here are the vibes. We wanted more volume and we didn't want to disturb you.
Yeah.
We say, have you ever seen the great Christian Slater movie, Pump Up the Volume? That's what we're telling you. Well, that's what we're telling you. Your permission, you're good to go.
Okay, DJ. But I just want to say, here's where we were at. We want to be respectful of your sound.
I feel like we're at like
we're at a crossroads.
We wanted to turn up at the same time.
Turn it up for what?
Yeah,
that's what I said.
We're giving you the green light.
Yeah, you're green. You're good.
You're ready
Are
to
you
roll.
Sure?
We're positive.
Are we sure? Hold on. You know what? Give us 5 minutes
I don't
and
know.
Come back.
I've like done podcasts. I've done things. I don't want to like fuck with your shit.
They're telling you. Everyone here is saying you're
doing cool stuff. I
you're
don't mess
you're
with anything.
Green to turn it up. Go for it.
Hold on. He doesn't speak for me.
Whoa.
I need to have 6 minutes to think about this.
Okay.
Because now I originally was like...
6 minutes is like so specific.
Maybe if
Okay,
you,
make it seven.
If you do a secret ballot... if you do a secret ballot vote...
Really? That was worth a laugh?
Whoa, she's...
Whoa!
Was it?
I like this lady.
We're gone.
You made me question whether we should turn up because as soon as you walked up, we said we were cool. Then 15 minutes later, now I'm doubting whether we want to turn up.
We're down for now.
No, you can turn it up.
Do you?
I think we originally said that.
She's getting ejected.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
Take care.
She was thrown out of the podcast.
First ever.
That was crazy because we told her right off the bat, cool. And then for the next 8 minutes, she was like, yeah, no, I
should. It was,
she was getting,
conversation was very circular.
You know what, though? Here's the thing. She's done podcasts and a lot of stuff, so I think that she might know a little better than us.
She has done a lot of stuff.
What is going on?
She's going back to the DJ. Oh, that's good.
No,
that's the lady.
By the way,
Chappelle.
Look,
I don't know if you know that. Did you see that? It was her.
We welcome these interactions. We didn't bring anything to talk about. So
that was entertaining. That's was that Amber Heard? I think that may have been. She has done stuff. She's at the DJ booth. She's like, they said we're trying to be respectful. They said, turn it up. Let's get turned up here.
How loud does she need it?
Apparently loud.
Like, does she have hearing problems? Does she have one of those implants in her? I didn't notice. Oh, now she's talking to them, and she's like, "Oh, she has bad things." Look at, she's talking to that guy, and she's like,
"I have. I'm talking to my lawyers. I was thrown out."
We usually do podcasts on the street where we try. Anyway. So this is nicer.
What podcast has she done? Wasn't she on Monday Morning Podcast with Bill Burr?
Yeah, Burr had her on.
He's like, look, Bill, can you imagine? Turn the music up.
Burr would have kicked her down the stairs as soon as she started walking up.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Dude.
Can we turn it up? He's like, I'm doing this from my house.
Oh, she put her ear to the speaker.
She's like, I can barely hear down here. Just bring your own, bring headphones.
Did she, is she lonely? Because she's talking to everybody here.
I know.
She keeps pointing at us.
She's lonely. There's four dudes she can go hang out with.
I like how she was like offended, like you were shoving a dildo at her face.
She said, babe.
Like, do not shove that in my face.
Ooh, they just by each other.
Oh, attention. I don't know who that, who was the woman from Netflix? I love that lady. She just shoulder checked her on the way out. she threw her in the pool.
Oh, now she's talking shit about her right where they can see. It's she's a standoff.
Gonna,
this is
shit.
Great.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. The lady now is looking. Oh, she's looking at us. She's looking at them. Uh-oh, she's getting the fucking Wall Street bros involved.
Slay All Day is coming up.
Uh-oh, she's got a crew. She's rolling
Who
with.
Is she with? What, she's
has
with
the,
like an MMA team.
No, she's got a she's with two other ladies.
And they're like, turn the music up.
Oh, she is. She
What's
is,
the sound? I thought she was asking you guys, like, what education do I need to become a sound person? She's like, what's the sound thing?
This lady's done. Uh-oh. So, okay, look, just peek over there. She has two friends. She just told them about us. Now they're looking up here.
They're like, wait, they're super hot?
Do we All need, right. maybe have one of them come up with an olive branch
they're like,
to
look,
squash the beef?
We don't like going out with her. She gets crazy.
You know what? Real quick.
You know what that lady may need?
Yeah, you know what this lady needs?
She interrupted
Better help.
Our sponsor.
we had a mental a lady who definitely needs help.
Yes.
This was all staged.
That was a cry for help.
Hey, Better Help. We need a raise.
We need a poolside Better Help person to come out.
Look, nobody knows better than this lady that life can be overwhelming.
Yes.
Yeah, many people are burned out because the DJ music isn't loud enough.
Yeah.
Symptoms can include lack of motivation.
Lack of wanting to dance.
Feeling helpless or trapped.
Detachment. Fatigue and more. Sometimes you got to go up and try to get the sound going yourself. We associate burnout with work, but that's not the only cause any of our roles in life can lead us to feel burned out. And BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to prioritize yourself. Talking with someone can help you figure out what's causing stress in your life at the
pool
or elsewhere.
That's right. And this podcast, sponsored by BetterHelp, and Danish and O'Neill listeners, you're going to get 10% off your first month. I hope you got your pen ready because you need to write this down. It's at BetterHelp.com/DO101DANDO.
Again.
That is the world's longest promo code.
Yeah, BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Again, that's BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com/DO101DANDO.
I got to give an update. So they're still talking about this.
What's going on
now? Friends are still looking up here.
What happened
again,
is now,
there's more up here.
A server came up, I think. He's good. Oh, he just went about the food.
The server was chastising us.
Dude, now we got Old Man Rivers and his son-in-law hitting on a group of four ladies.
Oh, the guy in the blue shorts?
Old Man Rivers came off the sidelines from looking at his phone or pretending to. To be like, I'm getting in the game. I saw what happened to our friend. He left with two women.
He's got his second wind.
Yeah.
He's like, let me show these young bucks.
Where they're making a mistake is they're standing up over the ladies. I don't think people like that. Makes you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, they should be down sitting
on the floor,
cross-legged.
Yes.
So that the women feel more empowered. Wow. Let me see what these, let me see what her friends are like.
DJ really cranked up that volume, man.
Uh-oh.
What's going on
now? Yeah, I have noticed zero increase in the sound. Have you?
They set up a zip line. They're going to come up somehow uphill on the zip line. Oh, we got a group of new ladies coming in with aerobics. Oh, this lady's got a thong on with sheer tights over it.
Oh, should we wave this lady up? And
did they ID you to get up here?
You need to have... No, they didn't ask anything. Some lady just came up and she goes, I'm a guest. And this lady goes, oh, you both are? And I go, yeah, sure.
This lady's wearing a robe. Over her bathing.
What is it? Looks like modern day Elvira.
That's what she's going for. It's a Halloween theme.
What is going on? The other lady is in a Lululemon fucking 1920s full length.
The sound engineer lady just went in the pool. If we hear any screaming, we'll know that she's drowning.
We should wave them up here and go, hey, can you guys please turn the music down?
We should definitely send someone down to be like, we can barely talk up there.
What are you
so
guys,
loud.
Should we go down to the DJ and go, hey, man, what's the deal? You know that we're sensitive about sound.
We have sound guys, but you guys are playing it way too loud.
I love when this... when he goes, I've done podcasts.
Yes. I've done stuff.
Anybody like, can do a podcast.
How many people listened?
That's the question.
What if she's been on Rogan, I think.
Oh, I did see her. It was her and Eddie Bravo.
She's an expert on global warming.
I think she had some vaccines. She's a vaccine doctor.
Dude, look at the guy who sunburned to shit in the chair. His buddy is splayed out on a couch, laying down while they're talking.
Can I be honest with you? This is why I would never sit in any of these chairs.
Look at
ever.
These two women doing for the gram shots as they walk in just by themselves, just taking selfies.
This has been a 15-minute entrance with all these gram photos.
Judging by the sound lady, it seems like a pretty sweet crew of people that I'd like to hang out with. So I might come back.
Come back. I'm wearing swim trunks under.
Oh, you're going to hang out after?
Yeah, I'm going swimming.
Oh, sweet. You know what you should do is swim, but you keep your Netflix is the lanyard on in the pool. Just to let them know, like, hey, I do podcasts and stuff like that woman over there.
No, Netflix gave me a couple of Netflix water noodles.
Really?
Yeah.
As promotion?
Yeah, that's good promotion. It was in my gift bag.
I have a Speedo that says Netflix is a joke on my wang and my ass.
I have a cake that says Netflix on it. I'm going to eat it in the pool.
Dude, that lady was that was great. She got sassy, like, for no reason. We were being pretty cordial.
I actually liked that. I liked that she was thrown out, but I also would have loved if she had stayed also. I liked both sides of it, but I could have talked to that lady for, like, 20 minutes. Because when just she started throwing the sass around, I was like, ooh.
About the same.
Now we're getting
but
somewhere.
She was just saying the same shit over and over and over and over again.
She is,
it's like, the only reason I came up here.
We're like, no, it's cool.
We're like, yeah, you can play the sound. But what if we play it louder? No, you can do that. But the only reason I came up was sound.
I know you guys are particular about your sound. We're actually not particular at all about our sound.
You don't know shit about us, lady. Don't assume anything.
I wouldn't mind a soundtrack to this podcast because right now it's pool watching and we'll see what the listeners.
Pool watch.
You know what's going to happen?
2022.
Here's what we'll get.
They're going to be like, do more pool watches.
We're going to get fucking 20 people that are like, this is the best one. This is better than being in a studio.
You better get a deal with the W because you suck when you're not there. And we're going to be like, fuck, we ruined it. This guy's passed out now. He's sleeping. It's like a 48-year-old man dead asleep on a fucking couch during the day.
This guy can't handle a day at the pool.
Dude, this guy just touched the sunburn. You better be careful on that back.
Oh, he's trying to block the sun from it.
Or maybe he's trying to get a handprint sunburn on the guy's back.
Yeah, too late.
If he just holds it up.
Where's he going to do? See that fucking thing?
Dude, some guy was just shadow boxing. The guy in the blue.
Oh, that's a good move.
Shadow boxing when I heard you on the radio. This guy, by the way, the DJ's playing horrible music.
I can't even hear it.
It's like fucking elevator techno. Adam Ege just walked in, former town coordinator of the Comedy Store. Do you see that guy?
Yeah, it's Armenian Adam Ege.
It's Glendale Adam Ege.
Is that Brendan Schaub?
It's Brendan Dassey.
You might be recording a new special here.
Brendan Schaub is doing a rooftop.
Great. We should have asked this later. She likes Brendan Schaub.
I bet. I have a sneaking suspicion. Yeah. gringo poppy?
Oh, even that guy left. Some guy just looked at it. He goes, this is sucks. And he just fucking walked out.
And he's wearing jeans. He's like, you know what? This is bullshit.
He goes, you know what? I'm going to go stay at the Holiday Inn Express down the street.
Dude, that white guy just gave a white guy fist bump trying to get the crowd going. No one reacted.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine it would go over well.
Think they'll draw a penis on their friend's face? Does that stop when you're in your 40s?
These guys?
Yeah.
No. These guys are... They'll you know what they'll do? They'll modify the penis and balls to late middle age, so they'll be like real saggy nutsack.
They might do an outline of their own penis and balls on his face.
These guys might just fuck each other after. That guy that needs to... Where's the guy that humps? He fucking has not come back. He took two ladies.
He's under the overhang. I don't know if you saw it when you walked in. They have water beds underneath here.
Wait, water beds?
You can rent them out to Bone. No kidding.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
He's looking. We got a spy on it. What do you see? They're at the bar. They're like, let's get a drink.
Yeah, we need you as a roving reporter downstairs.
Take that mic and go talk to
know whatever is happening. Dude, can you tell that 20 years in L.A. has really made us jaded to the...
Not at all.
To this area.
I mean, there's a building in this area, not the building I was talking about before. There's another building, like right on the other side of the street, actually, or over there, not far, like a block away. That is like every weekend. Remember they did parties like this at the pool for all the residents.
Yep.
It was like this exact thing times like five. It was way bigger.
Here's what happens. And because I knew some people that came out here from Indiana, and they would come and they would live in these places and they would last like 14 months and then they'd move back. All they would say is how awesome it was.
The young man's game like, to live in this sort of lifestyle.
I live on the east side. That's the only way you can get any longevity.
I live in the East Side Motel with Warren G. Nate Dogg.
Dude, you will get burned out if you live in this area and do these pools.
Yeah, this isn't a sustainable lifestyle.
Mm-mm.
You work for a drug cartel as a mule. They recruit you.
Oh, this would be great for locked up abroad. If I were a drug cartel guy, I would recruit that lady. I'd be like, I bet you did great on those podcasts.
Dude, look at this guy dancing, the guy who was on the sidelines trying to get claps going. Like, clap it up, everybody.
Oh, he's grabbing a lady. He's like, come out and join me. And she's like, get the fuck away from me. Dude, this guy looks like
what is he doing?
I think this guy looks like he's a car salesman.
He looks like someone's uncle at a wedding. And he's like, let's get it going. Everyone's dude, like, get out of here.
No, he looks like he was here for like some Toyota convention. And he decided to stay a couple extra days after it was over.
And his family's like, where is he? Everyone's like, I don't know what happened to him. He never came home.
He's out there recruiting ladies on the dance floor.
He had a flight home. He didn't
make
it.
Oh, he's going in the pool. Oh, he's sitting down next to a lady. He just splashed her and she's moving now.
I'm expecting to see a guy take a standing piss into the pool at some point.
Dude, I would piss off of here, I'll be honest with you. That may be my closer.
Onto the sound like his head?
I might take a dump off the edge.
She'd be like, look, I'm trying to be respectful, but you're peeing on my face, okay?
I wonder if Netflix will ever have us back for live. Hey, weren't they? They're like, they're live commentary. We'll put it on Sirius.
That's what they said. I think our whole show's going to be on Sirius.
You know what? If we've proved nothing, it proves that we know how to kill an hour and a half like nobody else.
That's true. Dude, now this guy's getting involved. He's touching this dude who's like, get the fuck away from me.
What'd he say? He's like, hey, dude, can I get in on your fuck? He's like a lady there.
He's like, I don't know if you know this. That? I'm a fuck coach. I can tell you how to fuck eight times harder. You see my friend thrust those women?
Dude, this guy sells life insurance. Oh, he just fell in the pool.
Did he really fall?
Yeah. This might be the one guy that drowns in 3 feet of fucking water. He just fell in.
Is he dead?
No. But everyone cleared away from him.
If someone dies in the pool, do we have to stop the show or do we keep going?
No, dude, I would love to bring that mic down there and get his last breaths.
Talk to the corner.
I'd like to record his last breaths.
Yeah, I think he would say something real lame as his last, like, word. This guy's now practicing
dude,
running.
All the ladies just left the pool. Oh, wait! Oh! One of the ladies is back from the hump session.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
She looked pregnant?
Oh, no, look who ran over to... Holy shit. Can I...
He fell down?
Whoa. Oh, dude, he fucks up the humper. The humper. He lost his legs.
Oh, no.
Oh yeah, they're like
he fucked his legs out.
Throw him in the pool.
Have you ever seen A Christmas Story? They're like, you're gonna fuck your legs out, and the guy just did it. Guy wiped out,
dude.
Man.
Throw this guy in the pool. Let's
Why?
See.
To kill him?
No, because all he's got left are arms.
Oh,
he's only got arms. He's got to tread with them. Legs are gone.
The Navy SEALs do training like this a lot. They bring you to a hotel rooftop pool, get you wasted, and then they see how well you swim.
Dude, I
after you have sex with two women.
I hope this W bouncer guy has a tip jar, because this guy's job
Dude,
is...
this guy, when we saw him last, was power thrusting. Now he's, his friend has his arm around him. He's being walked out. What a walk of shame this
is. Oh, dude.
Dude, where'd this guy come from in the bandana and jeans?
He's like... I think that redheaded lady is his lady.
Oh, he's like, she's like, you better get up here quick. Some guy's thrusting.
By the way, they don't throw this guy out. They just put him on the couch.
Sit him down? That's your security? The guy just dumped water on his head. His friend literally just dumped water over his head. Dude, this guy is, this is Dr. Ken. This is a tragedy. Dr. Ken's doing the festival, staying up here with his buddies. Dude, he's dumped. This is their sobriety plan? Dump water on
the
head?
Dude, that's not water.
What is it, a 1950s movie where they put you in a shower?
They dumped vodka on him.
Oh, they're like, oh.
Now he's drinking. He's licking it off his face.
They're like, here, put a vodka-soaked tampon in his ass.
Dude, you know what they need? They need to have like a fucking rope where they just lower you over the edge down to the ground below.
Dude, you know what's going to be bad is that we have to walk through all these people to get out of here.
They can't hear us.
I think that's the joke of it all, is they all can hear us.
Good.
Uh-oh, we got a guy with a Swiffer coming in. Dude, there's a whole scene. Four staff members have converged on Dr. Ken.
What, did they use that Swiffer to push the guy out?
I think they're trying to save him in the pool.
Uh-oh. Throw him in. Dude, I want to see this guy go in the pool so bad.
Go ask him to race you.
We'll dive in.
First you run three laps around the pool, then you swim.
Oh, someone brought a baseball bat so this guy can put his forehead on it, spin around.
Oh, they have a pinata out for him now. Wow, this is great. What if the people listening, like, they weren't at a pool. They were just in a broom closet. It's the Danish and O'Neill imaginative radio hour.
Oh, here comes the other lady.
Oh, there's the splits man is getting back involved. Oh, he hugged a staff member. Dude, yeah. The guy who does the splits is easily the most popular guy down here.
You know why I like him, even? He seems happy.
Yeah.
He does not look like he can do the splits at all, but he can.
You know when they say big dick energy? He's got big split energy. He knows no one can match that down there.
This other guy.
Dude, this other guy is like, the Asian's out. Oh, man, he tapped himself in with the two ladies.
Do you think this guy, what was he doing with these ladies down there?
I think they roofied him. We saw the effects that he came back with.
To try to rape him? Jesus.
Maybe steal his money. I don't know what's going on down here. We need local cops to come in and handle this.
Uh-oh. One of the Wall Street bros is like, what did you do to him? Shaking his hand. He has pre-cum all over his pants. And
they raised his arm three times like Hulk Hogan to see if he was still with us.
They're like, this guy can't fuck.
He's drinking water. They're like, this is going to sober him up real. Like, this guy's not going to be sober for fucking 10 hours.
This guy, first of all, has heat exhaustion.
Yes.
Combined with alcohol poisoning. Oh, look, he tried to grab her and she backed away.
She's like, easy.
He's like, oh, give it to me.
He's like, help me. Sober me up with breast milk. She's like, I'm not feeding a baby with my breast. What are you doing?
He's like, put your ass.
Let's hope he's going to shows tonight, because he seems like he's in good shape to watch comedy. He'd be a good audience member. He'd be like, give me a kiss, Chappelle.
By the way, that guy's the average Comedy Store late night set audience member.
Yeah, a little sober for that.
Man, how many times have we performed for that guy?
I've seen him. I know that guy. That's Mike. The ladies,
by the way, how many
such
times?
Good sports, they're still dancing amongst this turmoil.
Dude, they can't
Oh,
let...
this guy's going for... Oh, boy.
By the way, how many times have we performed for that lady that came up here? She's like, why are you guys laughing?
Yeah.
Dude, there's nothing worse. You'll even have a whole room laughing, and she's like, that's not funny.
You're lame. Like,
all right,
lady. You suck. I feel like I'm a production member of, like, Jersey Shore. Like, this is what their daily life is. Where they go to a pool, watch those idiots drink, fuck... We got a guy.
You know the basic food groups.
We got a Bluetooth phone coming in. Of like, oh, I got to still work.
We got a new thruster. Watch this guy's hips.
Okay, I'm watching the hips.
No, why?
Oh, he's on her. He's definitely touching.
He did a little thrust to see how she reacted.
Oh, he just grabbed his own ass to be like, maybe if I push my ass, I'll be like, what? Who pushed me?
Oh, he's like, yeah, he's like, somebody's hanging.
He backed up because I think something got creepy. He's like, let me back away. I didn't do that.
Oh, now that
Oh, now, he's back.
Now that Asian dude's smelling his fingers.
The Asian guy doesn't know where the fuck he is, man.
He's like, is this me or is this from the ladies? I don't know.
Dude, the guy with the Swiffer is still like, where do I Swiff? I don't know what's going on. He keeps coming back and forth.
That's what I would do if I had that job. I would just act like I'm Swiffering and I'm not doing shit.
You know what I blame this all on is the DJ turning the music up. Ever since, it's been chaos. Oh, we got kids. Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Dude, this guy's
bringing
this guy
three
doing?
Kids. That girl's like 6 years old. This is bad.
There's a
dude.
Six, a 5 year old, and then the 9 year old's like, I like it up here, Dad.
Right now, he's assessing it. I thought he was assessing it to be like, let's get out of here. He's like, no, let's go over to that corner. What are you doing? This girl has goggles on. She's going to see people jerking each other off below the water.
Dude, why does this lady wear it? This lady thinks she's going to swim. This little girl thinks she's going to swim in the pool.
This is bad.
She brought goggles.
This is bad, dude.
The kid has a nose plug.
This is bad.
And I was like, that nose plug is to fucking drown out all the fucking disgusting aromas coming from people's scented
if this guy's wife
lotion.
Or partner were here, they'd be like, no, don't do it. And he's like, I told them they could swim. Oh, this is not a pool you swim
the brother's
in.
Got goggles, too.
This is not good. They're going to be doing Marco Polo, running into people's boobies.
By the way, that lady who just came up here, I just saw that lady's got her cheeks spread looking right up here.
What?
Terrible.
Dude, that lady...
He's like, oh, wait, what?
He's got a wedding ring. He's like, oh, I got to see it. You've been married too long.
You're like, I got to make sure I'm capturing the appropriate sound.
Why is there a cameraman up here? You should be down there. Dude, now this lady's twerking. Dude, there are kids here, and this woman's twerking. This guy's going ass to ass? That's not the move, sir.
Again, dude. Oh, wait, he's covering up with a towel.
Yeah, he's like,
what does he have, a dildo?
He's like, there's children. Secretly. He's like, there's kids here. That's my nephew. Why would you bring your kids up
now
here?
They're bringing a buffet table out.
Dude, this guy's going, come under my towel with me, like a real creep, setting it up like a canopy over his head.
I think it's a classy move because he saw those kids.
He's like, if we're going to have sex, we're going to do it under this towel.
And the dad just came up to the guy, and he's like, let the kids watch. They need to learn.
We need the dad to come up here to be like, can we fucking turn it up or what?
Yeah, that would be great.
He's like, I'm trying to party down here. I can hear your voices. Stop talking.
Can we get a sight line on this the family? They're down there?
Jesus.
Oh, they're right down
below. This is
below.
Not a
family. They're walking out, but they...
Oh, he's leaving? He's like, yeah, I've seen enough.
Yeah, he's like, this pool's 3 feet 6 inches.
He's like, I was told this was an Olympic training ground, but I don't think it is. I think we've been led astray. Good move by this guy. He saw the twerk, and he's like, maybe we should get out of here.
I think these guys are Ukrainian refugees.
He's like, maybe I don't want my daughter to see this as a possible career outlet.
He's like, I'm not going. Uh-oh, security's coming
Where is
up.
The... Uh-oh.
Are we in trouble?
They're checking out the vantage point. They're like, oh, it is cool up here. You can talk shit about everybody.
Dude,
the Asian guy just fell over the couch. Oh, boy.
What does it take to get thrown out of here?
I think it's an 18 strikes to out policy.
Oh, he's holding 16. Him up. He's holding him up.
They're giving him a standing eight count.
The Wall Street...
Oh, he's in bad shape.
Oh, wait. Dude. The Wall Street boys are trying to pay this guy off in Ethereum.
I think no one wants to escort him out because they're like, we're finally getting somewhere with these chicks, and he's ruining it.
He's like, this guy's the fucking thread that's keeping these ladies around.
They're like, just have a security guard tuck him in. We'll tip him.
Oh, look at this guy.
This guy's arguing like, did he really do anything that bad? Those kids were going to leave anyway.
Dude, this guy cannot. Oh, I want him to take a swing on somebody. I will not. Oh, he's grabbing him, manhandling him hard. Uh-oh, see,
he's getting escorted. He's got one hand on the elbow.
Dude, they need better security up here. They have two women and this guy. Unless this guy's a Bellator champion.
Does this get, is there a room charge on this for you? Like, hey, we had to escort you out? Labor?
Ooh, I'm worried, dude. I'm going to go down there and check on...
Let's go to his room and check on his valuables.
Dude, can we move all this equipment to this guy's room?
That's his punishment for getting thrown out. We commentate everything he does for 24 hours.
By the way, if you can't
see... He's throwing up now. He might be choking.
Is he?
No, I'm saying that's our commentary. Oh.
Whoa, a lot
look
more.
At the guy in the purple shirt. He has like a lab coat that goes down to his waist.
That's dude. A lot more ladies now that the
the Asian guy left. They're like, now we feel free to not get molested. Those kids are so disappointed. They're like, oh, we're staying at a hotel at a pool. Sweet,
dude.
Like, oh, there's strippers and guy twerking.
Can you imagine if you were the oldest kid though? You'd be like, dude, I'm gonna sneak down here.
Those kids may now that they've seen this go to like. Mainly black spring break destinations.
Are we going?
Like in Eastbound and Down.
Fuck. Well,
man, who's horny? Raise your hand.
What you can't see is the cameraman has to hold an umbrella.
He's pissed.
The whole time. He looked like Mary Poppins over there.
He's pissed. He's pissed because he's the only person who really can't turn around. Everyone else can turn around. He's like, I just have to stare at these two idiots talking. Everyone else is.
Oh, man.
What if none of this is really happening? It's just an elaborate joke on him.
We're conjuring this from our imagination. Yeah. The pool's shut down.
This is the Orson Welles.
There's a couple of normals in there. There's a dude, some guy's swimming laps, but not lengthwise, side to side. I swear to God.
What's that, 4 feet?
Dude, this is like his fourth lap.
I'm going to offer him. Dude, fourth lap, you can do 100 laps.
No, dude, he's doing
pool turns.
He makes one. Holy shit.
This pool is
unbelievable.
This pool is smaller than the pool from Pee-wee's that fucking Buxton is swimming in.
Dude, that is a...
Oh, look at that lady. He's got a mean... A lot of sunburns going on.
Dude, that is an 8-foot-wide pool.
See the lady...
He's taking a break.
See the lady in the Miami Heat, Pink. I came up in the elevator with them. They looked like they were getting ready to go to town.
Whoa.
They asked if I wanted to fuck. I said after the show.
Hey, wait. Is that my sister?
Yeah, she's here.
Jesus. I would disown her.
What do you think that guy now does with his kids? Because I think he was like, I can kill some time with this pool.
Well, he's
now
like,
he kids who are like,
he's like, go downstairs. I gotta go jerk it up here.
What if we see him come back alone and he just filled up his bathtub for them and he's like, yeah, bring your goggles. Have a good time.
He's got a Speedo on and a fucking mesh shirt.
What do you think the Asian guy's doing? Oh, the security guard's back who threw him out.
By the way, that guy was way too old to be acting like that at the pool.
Maybe
he was like 40 years old.
Maybe
wasn't
he's
he?
Never been to a pool.
I like this guy who's real nervous to talk to this chick right here. He has his hands. He is grabbing his wrist with his hand, covering up his boner.
red hair is like, wow, that was a real downer. Who's going to thrust into me now?
Are we the last podcast? Oh, let's just keep going.
Yeah,
we're
going to
do a 3-hour fucking pool deal. Let's take the equipment downstairs.
Can we interview one of them? Will they come on mic, do you think?
Hello, what happened down there?
Can we talk to one of you on mic? We won't say your name.
Yeah.
And you can be off camera.
We'll also, you know what we'll do?
Please.
We'll give you one of those really deep voices where you're like, to cover it up.
Is the Asian man okay?
What happened? How bad? How shit-faced was that guy? Pretty bad?
On a scale 1 to 10, 10.
She said scale 1 to 10. He was a full 10. Oh, we got
him. Okay.
They're leaving.
Full 10. Nice.
Scale of 1 to 10, 10 inches on his pants, I heard.
There was no 10 inches on that. Well, maybe that's why he had extra long shorts.
Do you think they had plans for this evening?
Of course. You think they're just pool?
I don't know.
We know that we're going to get so fucked up that there's nothing after this.
Is there any chance he can recover to make it out?
I feel bad for him.
Why?
Because this guy's going to feel like absolute shit. You know what? He's going to pass.
How's that our fault?
No, he's going to wake up at like 11 and be like, oh, I don't feel good. And no, he can't go anywhere.
Dude, Michael Jordan, who he had his shirt off a minute ago, long sleeve
look
under
at this.
The tank top.
Look at fucking Lambo life that just walked in.
This guy looks like he just got off a cruise ship in the white linen shirt.
Yeah, this guy looks like he's a...
looks like he's ready to fight.
Yeah.
What if you just punch somebody in the face super hard?
I would love it. This guy's got a white linen shirt. He's got salmon-colored pants.
He's got a bodyguard with him.
He looks like Pitbull.
It is Pitbull.
It might be. Look, he's scoping it all out.
This scene needs an actual Pitbull just to be let loose, like a dog that wants to kill people.
Oh, that'd be great.
Jumps in the water.
Hey, guys, so 5 minutes until we let out the fucking Pitbulls.
No, they just let it out from those wooden slate, whatever those things are.
Maybe they just have dog fights up here.
Whoa.
What is it?
W does not approve dog fights.
I'm not I can saying see, they do.
Can you see the Capitol Records building right there? Famous Hollywood landmark?
Yeah. We used to deliver groceries there.
Do you remember what movie a man climbed up on the sides of it?
Yeah. Fucking Ford Fairlane.
Young Andrew Dice Clay fighting Wayne Newton. Isn't that the villain?
Yeah. The Dice.
What a movie. Dice Man would love it here.
Dice, still mad at us because we did not write Ford Fairlane 2 for no money.
He did offer it to us. It's a home run. And this is before Dice's latest resurgence, so it was not a home run at all.
And let's put it this way.
And we're like, if you're interested, you could pay us. Why would I do that?
He's like, you're going to make so much money when it gets made.
people keep asking about it.
Even like with his resurgence now, I still wouldn't write it. So imagine how I felt back then when he didn't have a resurgence.
Well, the movie had a pet koala. Is that right?
We're keeping the koala.
I mean, there's so much to work with. What a career missed opportunity for us.
Yeah. We wouldn't be here.
Dude, this one lady has put her fucking shorts on and off like 6 times since we've been here.
By the way, I think we should just come back here every week.
I think
with our recording equipment.
We're
going to
get a first ever podcast residency.
podcast commentary residency. They're like, by the way, Vegas is looking at you guys now. They got a lot of pools out there.
What if we just travel the country going to various W's?
We're Water Park Podcast?
We're the W Podcast. We could do the lounge. We could do the pool by day and then another lounge show at night, like at the bar down in the lobby.
Hey, if you guys didn't see us at the pool, catch us doing our fucking filthy comedy act for families down below.
Dude, these ladies are working these guys for drinks. So they keep coming back with refreshed drinks where none of the dudes are. She's like, yeah, let's go back over there.
God, I wish I could do that.
What, work that guy?
But no, I wish I could work dudes for drinks.
You can.
Those guys?
Yeah.
Nah, not those studs.
No, you could.
Those guys are hunks.
Dude, a lot of ladies are leaving. Pool closing?
By the way, I used to send my wife to go. I'd be like, hey, get that. I need a drink. Go ask that guy to buy you a drink.
And then they'd see you drinking it.
Because I'm such a cheap fuck. Oh, this guy's finally putting a shirt on. A little too late. Oh, it's back off. He's like, nope, I ain't done yet.
He's looking for something. He lost a condom that was on his penis.
No, he just handed it to the security guy. He goes, hold my shirt.
Dude, there's a lot.
A lot of people are leaving right now.
Yeah, big crew of ladies is gone. They're out.
Yeah.
This lady wants one more selfie for the road.
Yeah, she's going to show everyone fucking homeless encampment at the base of that church right there.
Oh, you think
see,
she was,
I saw
she
some
was
guy walking around
out
with a fucking knife over there a few nights ago.
She's like, he was cool.
I don't think it was a knife. It was more of like a fucking samurai sword.
It's a great view of the 101 highway from here.
Yeah, why wouldn't she take that photo? It's unbelievable.
You can see the smog. We're right under the Hollywood sign as well.
I can almost see my place from here.
This is where you live. You live in the W.
No, I would never leave. Even if they offered it to me, I'd be like, you're out of your mind. We'll stay in my dump. The place that Holtzman says looks like a crack house.
Brian Holtzman.
Yeah.
He's nowhere to... should we get out of here in a minute?
Yeah.
Well, what's this guy doing on the roof across the way?
Sniper?
You see him?
Jesus, where?
He's on a neighboring W. Oh, he's dancing by himself.
Oh, he's like, I thought the pool was up here. They have towels.
What if he jumps down parkour style from a neighboring building?
You think he's Spider-Man?
Might be.
Oh, no,
those are the residencies, right?
Yeah, that's real nice up there.
So that's like a classy scene.
You know, I think that's where the other pool was.
So this is like JV.
This is when they look and they're like, yeah, you can go to the pool, but go to the one over here.
Those two ladies they're like giving people talking to's as they walk through. They're giving them warnings.
I think, yeah, it's getting to that time in the afternoon where I'm sure a lot of people are getting warnings. I have to use the bathroom after this. You might have to follow me in there. I don't want to get fucking...
get mugged?
Yeah. I think, what's that?
I think that sound engineer lady is going to follow you in there.
I've done a podcast before.
God, she was cool. She was a cool lady.
Yeah, let's get out, I guess, right?
Yeah.
How long have we done?
6 hours.
Did it a little
about
over
an hour? That's it. I feel like I've been up here 4 hours.
Well, we brought zero material.
That's true.
Other than what our observational skills.
They told us to do poolside reporting. We took it literally.
What were other people doing up here?
Are they doing real shows?
some real shows, some
bullshit. What would you call this? More bullshit or more real show?
This was entertaining.
Okay. We've won him over as a fan.
I think we've won a lot of people over here. Let me get one good look. I can't. Oh, there's that lady.
Why don't you go put your ass cheeks against the glass that they all can see from down there?
Is that legal now?
Yes.
It is?
Just passed in Hollywood a week ago.
Yeah. I don't know.
The Asian guy's friends, are they leaving? Or
we need that lady to come back up here.
And what, and yell at us?
Yeah.
I'm sure she's gotten a lot nicer as time has gone on.
Oh, uh-oh. This guy's trying to get in on some other guy's lady.
He's double fisted.
Oh, the splits. Oh, the splits guy has his head between two breasts right now.
What?
He just did. Yeah.
Dude, splits is... He might be a celebrity.
Splits has got the tits.
That's his motto.
Yeah.
Dude, he's hugging a woman in a Dalmatian bikini. Is that Cruella DeVille?
By the way, are they all drinking out of plastic? They have to be.
Dude, nothing worse than drinking out of plastic. Pink hair just cups her boobies to the people she's talking to.
Dude, you can't go anywhere where they adults can't have a glass. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, you've seen these adults, though.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
You would hand them glass?
I would never come here because of that. People aren't responsible enough to handle a glass.
The guy couldn't, not responsible enough to handle walking.
He couldn't handle sitting.
Well, this guy with the mullet. Where'd the guy with the mullet come from?
Where?
Right. Oh, that guy? Is that Theo Vaughn?
It's like Theo Vaughn's brother.
That's Gio.
Who's the guy with the fucking polo shirt that's buttoned? It looks like he's giving himself autoerotic asphyxiation right now.
That's the dude who escorted the Asian out. The guy.
Why
the
is it
guy.
Buttoned to the top?
Because he's their boss.
Oh, he's the head of the crypto clan?
Dude, look at his buddy, the guy who left the Toyota convention. Look at his gut just hanging out of the bottom of his shirt.
Oh, he should, yeah.
He's just giving this guy an earful. He's like, dude, I just can't wait to get my fucking something I left here. Leave me alone.
Did we ever see what this guy's Slay shirt says? Because we can see it now.
Slay all day.
Play all night.
Oh, dude, look at her grind it into his towel.
Oh, man. Dang.
Dude, these guys texting. He's bored.
What?
Oh, she's shaking it.
I think there's a legit pregnant woman here.
Dude, now she's doggy style bent over the couch.
This guy. He's like, what am I going to do, bro?
He's like, look, I'm trying to tell her to stop. She won't do it.
Oh, he's grabbing the suit.
Oh, the suit might come off. He's got the suit.
I think he's going thumb in the ass.
Go smell it and then come back.
Oh, it dropped. Dude, I see.
He's got a bulge and I'm not talking natural.
Oh, boy.
It says, slay all day, then rosé. What a tool.
Wow.
Slay all day, then rosé. Did you get that? Target?
Dude,
that's terrible.
Target wouldn't sell something.
You look at him take it. He's like, oh, look.
Oh, he does have a boner. Look at it.
Is that guy now? We're watching a 40-something-year-old white guy.
Oh, he's putting his face.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Are you seeing the worst thing?
He's ass motorboating. What is happening? Dude, there were kids up here less than 30 minutes ago.
And his buddy gave, look at both of his buddies gave fist bump. They're like, fucking do it.
I haven't seen him in this on fire since that trip we took to Thailand, bro.
Dude, this is like a frat house, 40-year-old frat house.
Oh, they're leaving. They're like, you got a boner. We got to go do something.
Yeah, you'd be fucking up for all of us.
He's putting a towel over his head so people can't. They're like, no more pictures. My wife's at home.
Did you see her? She scooped her ass under his balls and started bouncing them.
This lady's seen a few rodeos. Oh, he's going towel. Oh, they're kissing under the towel. She's like, yeah, I don't want it.
By the way, why kiss under the towel? Maybe you should have done your fucking dry humping under there. And when you were trying to put your thumb in her ass, maybe that should have been under a towel.
Yeah, does he not have a room? Why, like, stay up here so long?
I think he just paid for the day pass, which is, this is the problem when you just pay for a day pass.
Yeah, where do you go?
Yeah, you can't fuck.
You're like, are there 30-minute fuck rental rooms?
And this lady's like, I only have a day pass also.
She's like, I just live down the street. Is he trying to get it going to leave?
What a weird anticlimactic end to that.
We need to talk to his buddy. It's like his parents came home. They're like, you got to get out of here, man.
It looks like Pitbull.
Pitbull's just taking it in.
And Big J Okerson are sitting right next to him.
Big J wishes. It's Big J's. Now she's hugging the fucking Toyota guy. Dude, this lady's up. Why are they looking under couch? Where are they loose?
This looks like they're at their apartment.
They're looking under the couch cushions.
Has anybody seen the keys?
They're like, I don't have any tip. We need to find some quarters in here.
You think these guys tip?
Dude, they're looking under this fucking thing. What are they looking for?
What a way to end a fucking hump fest.
They're like, she lost her birth control pill.
No, I think they lost their room key.
Oh, you think?
Something.
I think they're giving it out to these ladies. They threw it over the fucking wall.
Uh-oh. Oh, this lady is extra, extra horny. She's now grinding up on the fucking...
Dude, she doesn't miss a beat. She doesn't discriminate. But now two other guys are leaving. They're like, let's go have sex with each other. Why not?
He's like, we're the only two guys. Oh, slay all day and then Rosé.
Oh, he's out.
Is going with...
Oh, he's not slaying all day. He's leaving early. Or is he going to the Rosé? Is this the Rosé portion of his day?
Yeah, I think he's like, you want to come back to my room for some rosé?
It's the stupidest fucking tank top I've ever seen in my life.
But by the way, what's he slaying all day?
Sitting by a pool with his middle-aged friends.
He's like, bro, you slayed it so hard.
Dude, we hip thrusted. One of us got thrown out. Our other friend got a boner in front of everybody. What a day.
Best day of my life.
Something irresistible. Like, in the end, it's right.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
This guy's drinking out of a pitcher. The oldest guy with
him. No, dude. That's not a pitcher.
She's grinding him.
It's like a metal pitcher of something else.
It's syrup, I think.
I think that was the bucket that they brought their beers in with. Dude, he's just drinking the melted ice.
This cleaning guy will not wait. He's like, I'm not waiting until the end of my shift to clean. He will not give up.
I like his work ethic.
Where are they going? They're all leaving. If they leave, we have zero to talk about.
The only thing that this guy can't clean is the dignity that was left here.
Yeah, from us.
I mean, this is probably our third best pool commentary podcast that we've done.
Easily.
Yeah, out of the hundreds.
Well, where'd this fucking guy come from? Is that Luke Rockhold?
No, that's UFC? The guy. I said there's like a good-looking guy and a good-looking girl.
Yeah, where are they?
And they were the only normals in there.
That guy's like 6'6", MMA fighter.
Yeah. It was like a slob fest, and then they have two normal people, and they're like...
They pay them to be here. They're Abercrombie models.
By the way, that some... lady is sitting on all their stuff. She's like, bitch, get off my shirt.
She's sitting on their clothes?
Yeah. He's like, God damn it. We were hanging out by the pool, and then all these fucking white chicks got in here and sat down.
The white chicks with Marlon Wayans?
No, not Marlon Wayans.
Is that a Netflix property?
White chicks? I don't know.
Can we get the president of Netflix? I think he was supposed to be on, or she.
Where? It's he or she?
I don't know who's in charge.
Who's fucking guy?
I don't know who's in charge.
Yeah, is he or she available?
We got the woman who works here.
We've got the Netflix bouncer.
Yeah, she said you're out.
Oh, she's going to slap. She just spit in that lady's face. that lady's sitting. She sees her.
She give her the dinero from Meet the Parents. No, I got my eye on you. The double eye, like I'm watching you, lady.
Who knows?
Can you turn the music up or what?
All right, let's wrap this up. Yeah. You have anything else we need to talk about? Fuck. Did I give my dates? Man,
do it now.
Yeah, nobody listens to the very end of any of them.
They don't know what's going to happen at this pool party.
Yeah, I'll be headlining Denver Comedy Works South. May 26th through the 30th.
Is there a pool there?
Maybe.
You should do
come and see. Come and find out.
It's stand up by the pool. Isn't that their new venue?
That'd be great. On the pool?
Yeah, you have the stage the middle
so
of the
pool.
So
nobody can come get you?
Yeah.
They have to fucking swim to get you? I might start performing with a moat around me.
It's like Karate Kid 2. The only way to get down is to take your belt off and slide down the lantern. Now they're all looking through the couch for whatever the hell they lost.
I don't know. The cleaner guy's like, I'll get it. By the way, why did the guy that came at Chappelle, he had a knife hidden in a fake gun? He's like, by the way, no one will ever find this knife.
I heard it was in his backpack, though, not on him.
Why would you have a knife shaped like a gun?
Did you hear, what's his name?
Why not have a knife?
Gascon? What is his job in L.A.?
Who?
The dude Gascon?
Who's
Gascon?
Who's Gascon?
He's like, is he the DA? Something in like...
Oh, you know...
He knocked it down to a misdemeanor.
Shut the fuck up.
He did.
Why?
I don't know. He said misdemeanor.
What is going on? You know a lot more about...
They're trying to recall him. I think they're fairly close to trying to do it, but...
I know, but also a misdemeanor could also get you like 5 years.
No, but now I think they're trying to backpedal because I think that dude, they're like, he has a lawyer now, the dude.
Yeah.
And they're like, he may try to sue...
This is unbelievable.
Beating him up. It was a career move.
But you can sue somebody after you attack them for beating your ass.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
So he had to walk it back and be like, I said that on stage. It was a joke. We didn't do that.
Part of the performance.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Just like part of our performance was talking about all these people.
Yeah. We pumped in all of this noise. We're actually in the ATC studio right now.
We need to get out releases from all these people now.
All right. Well, that has been the show.
Thank you guys for being here.
You guys are awesome.
Good time had by all. I'm going to try my luck down at the pool, see if I can have sex with some of these men and women.
I'm going to grab any of the empty cups that are sitting there, see if there's anything left over, pound those.
Oh, the classic Spalding.
Yeah.
Caddyshack.
Then
smart move. See if there's any roofies in them. All for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
We've been Danish and O'Neill. We're going to get out of here. Good night.
Adios.
The Danish and O'Neill Podcast. Fun for the whole family.